Well, I saw this story a couple of days ago. A climate activist in Portland has come up with a solution for improving the environment. He would like to see the human race eradicated. His name is Les Knight, and he said that he has concluded the best thing for the planet would be a peaceful phase out of human existence. Well, I knew I had to talk to this guy, so let me welcome Les Knight to the Dory Monson Show. Hello, Les.
Hi, Dory. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know, I think eradicate is the wrong word. I know there's some news sources are saying that, but a peaceful phase out wouldn't be an eradication. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Okay, so a peaceful phase out, meaning what? Now, I know that you had, for example, it sounds like you got yourself a vasectomy many years ago because you didn't want to add to population. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. And so many people are telling me lately, you go first. And I'm saying, okay, I did. Now you go.
Okay. All right. So tell me about this. Why do you think Earth would be better off if mankind was not a part of it?
Well, everywhere that we have left has flourished. Even Chernobyl, which we can't go to for, 24,000 years because of the radiation. All the other species that we had wiped out from there, bears and boars, all sorts of things, are coming back. And so just using that as an example, I'm not saying we should radiate areas in order to keep humans out. But if we would leave areas for other species, then they do very well without us, much better.
Okay, well, I'll give you an example much closer to home for you, Les. Just northwest of where you are there in Portland is a little mountain called Mount St. Helens, which blew its top, was nothing but ash and rivers of lava, and now it's a lush, verdant place. Now, about 30 years later?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
so
amazing.
But Les, why would we care about other animals more than we care about mankind?
Well, it's equal. It doesn't have to be more than. We are causing the sixth great extinction. Hundreds of thousands of species are going extinct because of us. And if we phase ourselves out, we won't voluntarily. We won't go involuntarily in the great collapse that is bound to come if we continue causing extinctions of other species.
Yeah. Now, there's not going to be any great collapse. I'm one of those people.
Oh, good.
I believe in that there is climate change, as there has been for the millennia on the planet. I think man's role in it, nobody has any clue. And whatever tiny incremental changes we see in the next 50 years, we'll easily adapt to. So I don't fear climate change, but you seem to fear it so much that you want to see mankind eliminated from the planet.
No, actually, I'm not a climate activist. I've been promoting this idea for 50 years before we even knew that there was any kind of climate change, or most of us didn't.
So what are you?
I'm an activist for humanity and for the planet. Because as we increase, there is less and less for everybody. If we weren't gobbling up every bit of progress that we've ever made, we would have much better lives for all.
Well, how can you be an activist for humanity, Les, if your ultimate goal is the elimination of humanity?
Yeah, I know. It sounds incongruous, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No. We will all, each of us, pass on as we live out our time. And if we don't increase and have one more of us, any more of us as we go, then our numbers will gradually decrease. Now we're increasing by 250,000 a day. If we were decreasing by that much, imagine you could have a parking space wherever you went.
Right, but you would like to see the planet just turned over to the animal kingdom without man at all?
Yes, that's right.
That would be your ultimate dream. It is. I'm guessing you're not a religious man.
Well, I guess you could call that a religion. No, I'm not. I don't subscribe to any of the established religions.
Okay, you don't believe that we have dominion over the animals or any of that?
Well, no, we don't seem to. I mean, we try really hard, but you know.
Okay, all right.
Dominion. Wouldn't Dominion mean taking good care of?
Do you think?
So I guess we aren't really.
Well, I think that a lot of my, I take really good care of my dog. I love animals.
Yes.
No,
good,
but
right.
Do you think the earth is better for the brief flicker of time that you are spending on it?
No, I think my existence is a net loss for the biosphere, same as any of us.
So let me ask you, Les, and you sound like a nice guy. I'm really curious your answer to this because I'm confident. My wife and I have three beautiful daughters. I'm confident that we've been contributors to our community in a variety of ways. And I like to think that my life is a net plus. You believe yours is a net minus. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But why do you choose to keep living if you believe that every day you live is a net minus? I don't know how I could do that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, we just do the best we can. I mean, once we're here, I don't think checking out early is going to do much good. May as well just live our lives out. The difference is between creating another of us or just living our lives out. In fact, one of our slogans is, may we live long and die out. So, and people who have already procreated can join the movement. You know, you could, even though you have three offspring.
I don't want to join the movement. I think I think the United States is a wonderful country. I think that Earth is a wondrous place. I think that man is the only ones who can appreciate the incredible beauty of a sunrise and of a ocean storm and standing on a desert cliff. I mean, we're the only ones who can appreciate that. The animals don't appreciate any of that, Les. Why would you want to turn this planet over to people or to people, to creatures that have absolutely zero concept of this little miracle that we're all in the midst of?
Well, I think our appreciation is overrated, and maybe you know, the other species don't really care if we appreciate it or not, and I'm not sure we do collectively. I mean, I know you and I do. We appreciate the sunrise and as you say, the ocean cliffs and so on. But what we are doing collectively to the biosphere shows that we really don't appreciate it enough.
I don't know. I love life, and I don't have this bleak outlook that you have for my kids and my grandkids. I think all of that's just greatly exaggerated, and I think that for the most part, people are good, and I would never wish for the end. I mean, someday it'll end. Someday, billions of years from now, the sun's going to burn out. I mean, you will eventually get your wish. Less.
Yes, that's true.
That's one thing I can say with certainty.
Yeah.
It might take a few billion years, but you're eventually going to get your wish. Okay.
You'll never see it, but yes.
It just,
no species lasts that long.
And like I said, Les, you seem like a very nice guy. I find your outlook to be very bleak and sad.
No, it's very optimistic. This is the alternative to an involuntary extinction.
Yeah, but again, I don't subscribe to that. I don't think we're anywhere near an involuntary extinction. And
I sure hope not.
Okay, I do too. All right, Les. Well, look, I enjoyed talking with you. I appreciate you coming on. I like talking to people
that
disagree with.
Yeah.
Okay. All my best to you, sir.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Les Knight down there in Portland. He wants to see the end of man. And I'd like to know what you think. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.